subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern, available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
Yep. It is. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Can you move enough to unplug these Klieg lights in here. Thank you. Ooh. And I'm usually not the type of person that wants to sit in a darkened room to do things. Like Riggins, when we worked at a real radio station in a real building, he would come in the mornings and he would be working in a room that was just completely dark with the only light illuminating in the room coming from his computer screen. And that would drive me nuts.
But it was 5 a.m.
Still, I would have to have a little bit of light on, not just sit in the dark. But after these TV lights have been on in here, I'd just as soon have it completely blacked out.
I love a dark room.
I think that's a millennial thing along with subtitles.
Oh, I do love subtitles.
Mm.
But now I want it bright.
Yeah.
Can we? Are we going to open the windows, or do those stay closed all the time now?
Open the windows.
Open the curtains.
Yeah, we can push those back. Yeah.
Yeah, I hate.
You gotta be careful with this one though, because it wasn't big enough to put the end on the curtain rod.
Oh, I see that.
I was wondering that when I came in. I'm like, really? Now we don't have any sun at all.
We need you to be
just
our
makes
light.
Makes me sad.
Yeah.
I even feel more sad today. That's probably why.
Oh, no. Gosh,
it's because there's
sure.
No sunlight in here.
Well, I mean, those blinds that we have are as useless as tits on a boar hog.
They don't work well.
No. I mean, they're made of, I think they're made of onion skin paper.
Real thin. Real thin.
Yeah, they're like a sheer blind.
Yeah.
They're made of sheer material. But yeah, When we're not doing the video and stuff, can push them back, open them up. But at this time of the morning, when we open the blinds, it comes right in on people's eyes. You know, like mine or Ace's eyes.
Can't have
you know, eyes. We got light eyes. They sensitive.
Can you put sunglasses on?
You got blue.
Yeah,
blockers.
If I want to look like a douchebag.
Yeah.
Because only douchebags wear sunglasses inside.
But that way we'll all be happy. Riggins and I get sun and your eyes are protected.
Yeah, but I don't want to feel like a douchebag sitting here wearing sunglasses.
Well,
you're saying the sunglasses is not what makes them look
too late for that.
That wasn't nice.
Just kidding, Ace. Yeah.
What about blue blockers? Are those still a thing?
Well, yeah, they just call them the computer glasses now.
Yeah, blue light glasses.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people wear those.
I know.
They make them look cool now, though.
Yeah, I know. Rob used to have some of them. Mm-hmm. Didn't you, Rob? And then Alexis made fun of you?
I was bullied.
Yep.
Oh, really?
I bullied you about it?
Mm-hmm.
What did I say?
There's a shock.
I'm going to go anywhere without my glasses. Every day.
And then you would say something about Rob got glasses on his big old head,
yeah,
something like that.
That sounds right.
Mm-hmm.
From bigassglasses.com.
Big ass glasses for his big ass head.
See?
They're like glasses for giants. Mm-hmm.
You get glasses for short people?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good one, Rob.
I thought it was a pretty good one.
Yeah, it was not bad.
He's attacking you. You're attacking him.
Actually, I've been trying not to attack him lately, just so that I can see.
So?
I've been performing my own social experiment in my own head, and what I've been doing is not giving him a lot of, you know.
Flack?
Yes, grief. That. Grief. And he comes at me. It's like he misses when I don't do it. If I don't do it, he will pick at me to try to get me to say something. So stop acting like I'm hurting your feelings, Rob, because you love it.
My feelings are so hurt.
He loves it.
He loves it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mikey.
Mm-hmm. I love getting bullied.
He does, because when I don't, he's bullying me all the time.
Did you like your glasses, Rob, that you had?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Do you still have them in the workplace, or you just took them home?
There are ones in the car, ones at home.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Yeah.
He's scared to bring them.
Yeah, but risking my eyesight because I'm bullied.
Yeah, what are you looking at in your car that you need the blue blockers?
That's where I took them out of here and just got in the car and threw them and cried a little
bit. Okay, yeah, so that's their burial ground. Yeah. Is your car.
Yeah, well, there's plenty of things buried mm-hmm. in that car.
I believe yeah. that.
Is Rob's car messy?
Yeah. I would imagine.
How messy, Rob?
Well, right now...
Wait, no, I'm offense. Sorry.
I mean, come
I would
on.
Imagine.
Well, right now, it's a lot of Meredith stuff, because whenever I picked her up from the airport 3 weeks ago, she left stuff in there and hasn't gotten it out.
Like what?
Her luggage, her travel CPAP, her...
What?
Her cooler that she has. It's just...
And you won't get it out for her?
Well, I always forget about it.
But she has
until I'm on the way here.
So she has luggage that has clothes in it?
Yeah.
And it's been in your car for 3 weeks?
Anytime that she travels, she leaves luggage in the car for at least a week because she is afraid of bed bugs. And if they're in the clothes, she wants to let the heat of the sun take care of it.
What?
That's her words.
Yeah.
And that's a pretty good explanation. I mean,
yeah, I mean, it's not okay. lazy. It's yeah. I'm trying to kill bed bugs.
Yeah, for being lazy. Yeah. I mean, it's a good excuse.
Well, like, it's been 3 weeks. They're dead if they're there.
Yeah, everything's dead.
I want to
yeah.
kill the bed.
That's how they do kill them, though. Heat.
Like, yeah. I know.
But is the heat of the sun going to be enough?
I don't know.
And why would she have bed bugs?
Is she trying to? She just afraid. She anytime she travels, she just assumes she's gotten them somewhere.
Just wherever she goes.
Yeah, that's how afraid of them she is.
Yeah, and so that would be hotels, if she's got an Airbnb, or if she's staying with friends.
Yeah,
doesn't matter. She's worried that she's gotten the bed bugs.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we had a case of the bed bugs with the grandkids trip 1 year at the Disney property we were staying.
Oh, that ain't no joke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, of all the places, you would never have expected to get bed bugs. At least to me, it would have been there.
In all the rooms?
No, just one of the rooms.
Yeah. Whose room? Your room?
No, it wasn't my room.
Thank God.
Because I didn't come home.
Can you imagine?
If that had been in my room. No, seriously, I would have rather it been in my room than one of the grandkids' family's rooms.
Rooms up.
Oh, yeah, they were awesome, though. They just got up and changed room and took care of it and didn't even alert anybody until after they had already moved to a different room.
Can you can see bed bugs, though, right? They're, like, visible to the naked eye.
Yeah.
Why do they call it the naked eye?
Because
my eye naked.
Yeah,
put some clothes on your eyes.
Exhibitionists. My eyes are.
It's because there's nothing on the eye. No glasses.
Your eye titties. I'm glad that wasn't my room, though. Yeah, that would have been
You know what? Did she ever have an experience with bed bugs before?
Not personally.
Because if I had an experience with bed bugs, then I would think I would have bed bugs every time I went.
She knows people who have, and that's what scared her.
Yeah. And you know, we went for years and years and years in this country with no bed bugs. They were gone.
Yeah, it just seemed like in the past couple of years it's become a thing.
Who brought them back?
Yeah.
It's a loaded question.
Here we go.
Dirty people.
Well, it's not who brought them back. It's what brought them back. Liberalism.
Liberalism brought the bed bugs back?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, there's an article here. Bed bugs disappeared for 40 years. This is from 2017. Bed bugs disappeared for 40 years. Now they're back with a vengeance.
And they're pissed.
Yeah.
Now they're killers.
They evolved.
They did.
They went back, went away for 40 years to strategize.
Yeah. Planning, plotting.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, now she's got Rob in her bed all day.
Right, I'd rather have the bed bugs.
Yeah, the biggest bed bug in the world.
You got like a sleep mask on.
Broken bed bug.
Give me the bed bug.
Can't even move or roll over. It's just there. Give me the bed bugs any day.
Yeah. I never understood the saying cute as a bug, because bugs aren't cute.
Ladybugs are cute.
Mm.
Cute and caterpillars are cute.
No, they're not.
I love
that. That's wrong.
Butterflies are cute.
No. Butterflies can be pretty, but they're not cute.
Yeah.
Cute is a little fluffy dog.
You don't think roly-polies are cute?
No.
Why did I know you were going to bring up
roly-polies? I love roly-polies. I think they're so cute.
They look like boogers.
Yeah, I've never thought roly-polies were cute.
Look like boogers? Yeah, if you have like boogers that big in your nose, you got issues.
Have you ever seen a roly-poly?
Yes.
They're tiny.
Not to be a booger.
When they roll up, they're like BBs.
You touch them and they like curl up.
Ugh.
I like them.
Millipedes. Like
I don't like millipedes, but I do like caterpillars.
Centipedes.
You would like centipedes.
I don't like centipedes.
Yeah. Yo, you would.
Your ass would.
Bed bug
like
having ass.
You don't know what that means. But yeah.
Oh, she would.
She
you
would
got
like
a damn bed bug farm
like
in your sheets.
You probably act like a centipede.
Rob, do you think on the internet somewhere we may be able to find some fake bed bugs and just really freak her out?
Let me see.
Yeah.
Aren't they really, really tiny, though?
Yeah, I didn't even know you could see them.
Yeah, you can see
them.
You can. Mm-hmm. As they're eating your ass.
Yeah. Eating your ass.
Eating your ass like, up.
Literally.
Yeah. Them damn bed bugs, they wear them t-shirts.
Here's some fake bed bugs on Etsy.
They wear their t-shirts.
Drive fast.
I like that as something it's big. I mean, them things wear t-shirts. I mean, it was huge.
You found something, Rob?
Yeah, they sell them on Etsy. It's like $7.
What? Oh, for God. Fake what, bed bugs?
Would she just absolutely go ballistic on you if you did that?
She would not. She would be so mad at me for like weeks.
What if TJ did it or Ace?
I'm not doing it. No.
She won't be mad at you guys.
Just imagine that would be like if I hid a Chucky doll in the refrigerator for my wife to find. It's her, you know, biggest fear of things.
Yeah, lay down and take a nap and just kind of like spread them on you. And then when she comes in, she'll just see you like covered in bed bugs. Yeah. It'll freak her out.
No, go put them in her suitcase that's in your car.
Oh, yeah. Oh. So she opens it up. Oh, shit, you were right. Look at all these bed bugs. They're all
dead.
He
did nothing. The sun didn't kill him. Save yourself.
Would she panic, Rob?
For
is she
sure.
Kind of afraid of like she might break it, like cry and freak out.
She's easily startled, so I'm sure she'd scream first and then run away, is my second guess. But yeah, she would not like it at all.
What a business on Etsy, though. I'll make fake bed bug. I'm your local bed bug, fake bed bug provider.
It's just like anything. You know, say good days and bad.
There's a market for anything.
It's funny that's meant to be shared. This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com.
I have heard so many people say, yeah, it doesn't bother me. Nobody can track my online activity because I'm always in the incognito mode. Incognito mode. Ooh. Well, we're finding out now that it doesn't matter what modes you use or how many times you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider can still see every single website you've ever visited. And that's why even when we're at home, we never go online without using ExpressVPN.
And it doesn't matter who your internet service provider is. Internet service providers in the U.S. can legally sell your information to ad companies. ExpressVPN keeps all your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available, keeping you safe. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by Business Insider. Visit our exclusive link at expressvpn.com/AceTJ, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/AceTJ. expressvpn.com/AceTJ.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, The Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ Family app.
Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com. It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
Oh, that drives me nuts. That thing saying stern on instead of turn on. It's the little things.
Stern on.
Stern on. Wonder why. Why she says that.
Have her change it. Can we get another one? Or is that that's a lot?
I don't know. I think that's probably something that came from something else.
Yeah,
it's a drop, they call it, okay, in the broadcast world.
But it's time for that stuff to be changed anyways. Mm.
Make that change.
Mm-hmm. So if you have been disrupted in your life, in your home, because of a disaster or something, say bed bugs did get into your house and just, you know, eat up everything. Now, you know, like termites that have been hit with, you know, some sort of crazy Spider-Man juice or something, and they eat up your whole floor and your walls and everything. You would get Paul Davis to come and put everything back the way it was. You know, souped up bed bugs are no match for Paul Davis restoration. You know, they don't, you know, cower from that damage that the souped up bed bugs will do. So they get everything back to normal, get you back into your house as it was, because they know that, you know what, they know that you want to get, you know, back in your house and no more bed bugs. Now, those bed bugs ate up everything, but we're bouncing back. Paul Davis. Go to acetj.com/Paul Davis. If there's been any type of disaster, anything messed up your house, they'll come fix it, repair it to its original state. ACTJ.com/Paul Davis. Paul love it. Paul love it. So earlier on the regular old show, we were talking about when you've walked into the wrong room, what you saw that was embarrassing. Oops, sorry, I'm in the wrong room. Oops, wrong room, sorry. And a bunch of them came in after we had already moved on with the discussion. And Riggins, you pulled a few that are funny.
Yeah.
They have to be funny. I mean, this is share funny.
Right.
You know, so we're sharing funny.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Even though that makes no sense, sharing funny.
Yeah, that was poor choice, but here we are.
Not good at titles of things.
Call it nap time.
Yeah.
John says this. He said, I walked into the restroom at the QT, and I rounded the corner to the urinals, and there sat an older gentleman shitting in one of the urinals. In his defense, both stalls were occupied. I'm guessing it was an emergency. He then asked another gentleman to hand him some paper towels. If I had not been there about to pee on myself, I would have gone elsewhere. I did inform the employee that of the fact that they may want to check on the men's room.
If it's an emergency, though, I mean,
well,
would you do it, Ace, in an emergency, or would you go more for the trash can? Because you gotta do it.
Trash can.
I think I gotta go trash can.
Yeah, because in the urinal, it's just going to be all over the place.
But how
are
you going to get up on a trash can?
I don't know.
Trash cans are tall.
It's a no-win situation.
Just hold it at an angle, like take it down.
There is no good answer to that. I don't know. I mean, but the theory being, easier to clean up.
Exactly.
In the urinal.
And then you can
just take
the trash.
But you're not going to be the one cleaning it up.
I know, but you don't want to make too big a mess.
There's no good answer there.
Yeah, there's no good answer.
But this is coming from someone, though, Alexis, who has thrown up in a urinal. Ace has thrown up in a urinal.
Ew.
Got us kicked out of a classy strip club one time.
Because you threw up in the urinal?
A, we were not kicked out.
Sounds like it. Did they tell you to leave?
We were asked to leave.
I think we left before they kicked it. Like, no. We should go.
Did they ask you guys to leave politely? Because
I was really drunk.
He threw up in the urinal? Was that the reason?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ace! Oh my God. How embarrassing.
Because it was.
Take them anywhere.
We had been there for hours. We didn't need to be there.
Why didn't you go throw up in the toilet?
There was a an attendant, I think, is the one that narked on him.
Yeah, he was mad at me, and I was like, what do you mean to
not do?
And so Ryan, who worked with us at the time, got into an argument with the attendant. Ryan was saying, leave him alone. He's sick. He's throwing up. He's not making a mess. And the guy was still, they got into an altercation, and I just walked out.
Yeah. I've seen that before, throw up in the urinal when we had a New Year's party at one of the restaurants I managed. Oh, it was one of the worst things I've ever seen. Ugh.
Why are you going in the men's room?
Yeah.
Because we had to go make sure to check everybody was gone when we were closing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why would I be going into the men's room?
Trying to get a cheap thrill peeking at near.
Yeah. George Michael.
You didn't have your phone handy to open any of your Snapchats. So.
Yeah. I'll check the men's room.
Right. I'll do that.
Mm-hmm. That's me. I'm the best urinal checker.
That's right. It's pecker watching time. BRB.
What's your hobbies? Pecker watching?
Pecker watching. I'm a birder.
How you doing? Well, I've got a cat. Love a cat. I like to read. I like to pecker watch. Walk. Work out.
Pecker peeper.
Pecker peeper.
Your Honor, I am a pecker peeper.
I like that.
But I have made some changes in my life.
I'm no longer peeking at pecker.
Peter
no Piper. Longer part of my life.
Yeah. Peter Piper peeped a pecker.
I don't.
Peeped a pecker.
I don't peek at peckers anymore.
Peck.
Yeah, you freak. Alicia had another good one, but she said this happened. Basically, her son walked in and saw something. We lived in an old rundown trailer, which is never a good start. The door to our room did not meet the frame, so there was a small gap, and the door obviously did not lock if it couldn't even close properly. I put our toddler to sleep, and we went into our bed for different reasons. Wink, wink. And all of a sudden, he walks in, and he says, Mommy, why are you eating Daddy's pee-pee?
What?
That's what she said. Said, I about died. He's almost a teenager now, and as far as I know, he's got no memory of it. And now we have a fully functioning door lock and melatonin for the kids if needed. So she like drugs her kid.
So she can eat it in peace.
Yeah. Well, was you eating Daddy's pee pee?
God, that's hilarious.
I had to read that like four times. I went, is that? Oh, yeah. That's what she said.
Hopefully that wasn't on the front page.
It was on the front page. I wouldn't have said her name. Yeah.
Yeah.
She put it out there for the world to see.
Oh, God.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. You bought it funny, right?
That's
traumatic. Golly. You think he doesn't have any memory. He's just too embarrassed to say anything.
I mean, if he can, if he's speaking in complete sentences like that, he's probably got a, got a memory of it.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
My mama's a cannibal.
Yeah. This is a shocking one. Scott said, I was making an office supply delivery to a hospital and opened the door to make the delivery, and it was the autopsy room with a body on the table, and the doctor was there, and there were parts lying everywhere. That would be disturbing. I don't know that they do that in an autopsy. They take apart the body. I mean,
they got to take everything out.
Well, yeah, I know that, but like, do they detach? Like,
No.
Well, no, he meant like probably like heart, lungs. Yeah. Oh, those are the parts that were out of
stomach. Right there, right there. Yeah. And they open up your skin flaps. Right.
And they know the contents of this, like what you had for your last meal and all that stuff.
Yeah. I would like to go in that room.
Because if you've been murk, then they need to know where you poisoned, where you. Was there anything in the stomach contents that wasn't supposed to be there?
Yeah. And if you're a donor, they have to take all the organs out and everything.
You'd think there'd be some sort of like foyer before you get to the actual room where they're taking the stomach out. If you're the delivery guy.
Or a lock or one of those lights like they have at TV stations when they're live, that's that red light that spins around. Like, hey,
you know. There's not just like a back alley entrance right into the room, the main room.
Oh, wrong door.
Mm. My bad. I'm from Jimmy John's. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's crazy, man.
But that just shows, though, that how it's just second nature to them. I mean, who would even, none of us would even think about being hungry while we're in there cutting up a body and stuff.
For them, like, it's just work.
Work. Y'all hungry? What do you want? We get delivery?
Yeah, that's crazy.
DoorDash something. Get IHOP? You guys want IHOP?
You guys want the Tutti Frutti breakfast fruity?
Yeah.
Well,
they're over a dead body.
Yeah, you're holding some guy's lungs in your hand. It's like, I'll do the, I'll do the BLT with fries. You know?
But did he say he was a food delivery?
No. Okay. It was office supplies, I think.
Yeah. Still, who's thinking about staplers at that time? Yeah, her last meal was steak and corn. By the way, did you order those Post-its? The Post-it notes?
We got a Sharpies again? Damn it. That's messed up.
Yeah, and you know they're doing jokes, making jokes, some stuff that's really probably ridiculous. But it's the only way that you kind of probably get through the day.
Do you think they grab like their hand and they're like, "Hi," like they do stuff like that?
Oh, yeah.
Playing with the bodies.
Sure, they do.
Oh, that's horrible.
I don't know what this is. Alexis, the best person to consult on when or where to use the bathroom.
Well, after she went used that
show toilet. Because I use a porta potty. Yeah, but it was still a bathroom, technically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Non-operated.
Good point. But it wasn't really.
But it was really.
You got to have plumbing to be a bathroom.
Who's checking the
functional?
Technically, was it a bathroom?
No.
Yes, it was.
Mm-mm. It was
presented as such.
No, it was a display. It was basically a model.
Of a bathroom.
You pooped in a model.
It had toilet paper in it.
You pooped in a model.
Models don't have toilet paper. Yeah,
and she's still pissed about it. Yeah, the model.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.
A family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
Yay, yay. Still to come on the Share Funny would be the one-star script club reviews.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Unless you forgot, Riggins, and then if you did, that's fine. Yeah. No pressure. It's not a high-pressure situation here. You know, one of the biggest things of this time of year is being outside, you know, maybe in your backyard, you're doing the barbecue and all of that stuff. Maybe you're not barbecuing. Maybe you're just hanging out. Maybe you're playing some cornhole. Whatever you're doing outside in your backyard, you don't want mosquitoes. That will ruin everything. I hate mosquitoes, and I know I'm not like most people because I hate mosquitoes. So what you need to do is make sure that your home is treated, your yard is treated with the mosquito package from our friends at Cardinal Environmental Solutions. Now, you know the mosquitoes lurk in standing water and up in the trees and all of that. So for just $249, you get the summer mosquito package, $249, so you can protect your home as well as your family and your pets and everything from those disease-carrying mosquitoes. So not only are they annoying, they can carry diseases. So what you need to do is go to acetj.com/cardinal and get them out to your house because – like I said, they will destroy a fun time.
Yeah.
You know, because you know what they do? They suck blood. Why would you want things flying around in your yard that suck blood?
But how many times have you had that experience where everybody just goes, let's just go inside. This bug is so bad here. Let's go inside.
And that, yeah. All that sound.
And I'm all fair skinned. Mm. It's bad.
So go to acetj.com/cardinal or call 704-900-5140. 704-900-5140. That's the thing to do. Get rid of the mosquitoes. When I was growing up in Winfield, Louisiana, they didn't call them mosquitoes or mosquitoes as much as they called them mosquitoes. Mosquitoes. And these mosquitoes out here are killing.
Hey, mosquitoes are terrible. Whew,
man, I had a mosquito in my room last night, and every time I'd put my head on the pillow, I'd hear that mosquito buzz in my ear.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I still say it that way. Mm-hmm. It's a mosquito.
Ugh.
I hate them.
But when there's one in your room.
Yeah.
And you
yeah.
try to go to sleep and it's just.
No, and they eat me alive. I wake up with welts. They get so puffy and gross. It looks like I have leprosy.
Ew.
Yeah. Do you know disgusting. What leprosy is?
Yeah.
What?
It was the sores, open sores that people would get. It was in the Jesus time, and the lepers had to stay away. Mm-hmm. They had to be away from other people.
It was their body parts would fall off, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
You don't want the mosquito causing that.
Well, no, they're not going to. I'm saying I look like the before.
You don't want a mosquito biting you and your damn limbs falling off, like in biblical time.
Is leprosy still a thing?
No. Mm-hmm. I don't think so. Unless it came back with the bed bugs.
Yeah.
Leprosy, locusts.
About 208,000 people worldwide are infected with leprosy, most in Africa and Asia. About 100 people get diagnosed every year, mostly in the South, California, Hawaii, and some U.S. territories.
What about gangrene?
Ew.
Yeah. Gangrene. You know.
That's when they have to take your toes off or any part gets gangrene, they have to cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
It's like sepsis, isn't it?
Sepsis is when poop accumulates.
Yeah. It's when poop accumulates?
You don't have to whisper that.
Yeah. When poop accumulates.
It's poop. It's when poop accumulates. Where? Accumulates where?
I think in your body.
I think that's poop.
It sounds like poop. Septic tank, septic poop.
That's where you have that when poop accumulates in your closet. It causes your toes to fall off. You step in it.
That's when you have shit in your socks. It's too much poop.
It's the poop.
Yeah.
I just looked it up, and it's about an infection in your lungs, most likely.
Is it because it's poop in your lungs?
Yeah, it's when poop accumulates in your lungs. But don't tell nobody. Don't say it. Wait, when someone says your breath smells like shit, it's because you have sepsis.
Somebody, ooh, you got sepsis?
Somebody ask you if you had a shit hoagie for lunch. That's what it smelled like. It's nasty. All right, Riggins, are you ready?
Yeah.
For your big spotlight of the week?
Yeah, I got to hurry up, though.
Mm. Why? You got to go, or no, we're running late on the thing?
We're running a little late.
Oh, you want to wait until the next break so you got plenty of time to stretch out?
Yeah, that's fine. Or I can do some and do some after the commercial, whatever you want.
No, I don't want to do that.
Okay.
Let's do them all together.
It's very flexible.
You know, we don't want to, yeah, we don't want to separate them like foster siblings.
God.
That's
not nice.
Well, they always say that.
Yeah.
They don't want to separate them.
It's exactly the same thing. It's equally sad. Both of these. Separating the one-star strip club reviews is like breaking up foster kids. I can do it fast. Maybe I can.
No.
Well, you're in no rush. We have plenty of time. You're good.
You ever had to cram it in?
No.
I mean, you could take 10, 12 minutes, whatever you want to do.
Would you rather do it now or wait until another segment?
I can wait. That's fine.
Well, which would you rather?
I'd rather just knock it out and do them fast.
But you don't have to do them fast.
Or we can take a break late.
Mm. We have plenty of time.
Yeah.
It's up to you.
Go ahead. Okay. And put everything you got into it.
Okay.
Really, I mean, sell it. Feel it.
Yeah. Well, now we've just killed 2 minutes. But these are the one-star strip club reviews. This is where we go across the country and visit real strip clubs and read real one-star reviews from the internet. We will start in Raleigh, North Carolina, at a place called Capital Cabaret. Tom left a one-star review, said, "This place is the effing worst. The food and management used to be good when I came here 3 years ago, but now all the girls look like trash with no ass. Not to mention every girl has a boob job, and now her boobs are bigger than her ass. There's one chick named Ray with tits that look like they were a DIY project, but her ass was fat, but like with this thick cottage cheese look. Pure Gold is a shithole, but somehow it's even better than this." One star. So I thought, oh, shit, we got to go to Pure Gold.
Pure Gold.
Got to go see what's doing over there. Also in Raleigh, North Carolina, John left a one-star review. "How come you can't get an attractive woman with breasts larger than a B cup without all that cellulite on her ass? To be honest, a couple of them looked pregnant." Which, I mean, good for them for trying to work, but no, shit, no. It's not attractive. One star.
Good for them, but no.
Good. I mean, God bless them trying to make a paycheck. Then we can go to Knockouts in Albuquerque, New Mexico. You'll have to excuse the language in this one. Little crass. Knockouts, Albuquerque. Jim left a one-star review. "This place smells like dirty vag and weed."
That's disgusting.
Told you. "The stage looks like a cardboard box with a pipe running through it. I watched the girls pull the pole out of the stage numerous times. I watched some girls stumble on stage because they were so trashed. I saw a girl fall asleep on stage." "Keep your wallet close and ask a manager for the price of a dance before you go back with a girl. And don't get too drunk. The girls will try to take advantage of you." One star.
Seems like he goes there a lot. Yeah, he has all the tips for him.
But, yeah. You know, it's a classy place when they pull the pole up out of the floor or whatever.
It's a good visual. It's a cardboard box with a pipe running through it. Paints a picture. I like that.
Especially if the girls are trashed and the pole comes up out of the stage and they're, you know, stumbling around with this big long pole in their hands.
Yeah,
somebody's gonna get impaled.
Yeah, or she falls asleep on stage. That's a plan,
Rob.
Then we can go to Baby Dolls in Dallas, Texas. Tony left a one-star review. "Worst customer service ever. Wouldn't let me in because they said I was too drunk. Really? Well, if I was too drunk, I couldn't write this review then, right? F those guys. On to the next titty bar. Never again. One star. Joke's on you.
I'm proving right now I ain't drunk.
Watch me write this review.
I didn't misspell a word.
Yeah, you see, he's in his truck in the parking lot writing it up.
Shit. Watch this. You think I'm too drunk? Let me go to the Red Garter in Pogues Run, Minnesota, home of the strip clubs. Lonnie left a one-star review. This is the worst strip club I've ever been to. Careful, guys. They only have one or two girls on the floor at a time, and they all look like crack whores. And if you complain even a little bit, they'll forcefully throw you out and threaten to beat the shit out of you for no reason.
No reason.
F this place and its $10 Bud Lights and crack whore strippers, all three of them. F the Red Garter. I strongly recommend staying away from this two-bit piece of shit strip club with like 10 exclamation points.
What was that line, though? They will forcefully throw you out.
Forcefully throw you out and threaten to beat the shit out of you for no reason.
Yeah, we should have been all this time keeping up with how many of these reviews use the words no reason. Yeah,
no reason no at reason. All.
No reason.
Threatened to whip my ass for no reason at all. I was being good. And you always assume like they definitely probably had should have had the shit beaten out of them.
No reason
at all. Then Vixens in Bunker Hill, West Virginia. Mm. Also home of the strip clubs. John left a one-star review. I don't smoke, but I am disappointed that the club changed its smoking policy to no smoking. Now the girls are outside smoking cigarettes all night, and they're no longer entertaining. This place went from a 3.5 to a 1. Not worth the drive and the potential DUI.
One star.
I think that was a kind of an interesting thought, though. Like, I'm not a smoker, but now they're all outside smoking.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't got nothing to look at.
I don't have anything to look at. But you'd think somebody would be like, hey, girl, come on. You can't just stay outside smoking all night. This is a strip club. You got to go inside. Then we'll finish up in Miami, Florida, which we don't often go to. Tootsie's Cabaret. Tootsie's Cabaret. Tootsie's?
Tootsie's.
Tootsie's. Larry left a one-star review. I give it one star because the food is 5-star and the strippers are -4-star. Strippers have bad surgery and they're all tiny as hell. Honestly, they're lazy. If you come here, you need to come here for the food and drinks. The fried lobster is delicious. And the frozen strawberry daiquiri is great for your girlfriend. Don't come in here for the strippers. You come here for the TV, the food, and the surround sound. 1-star.
Yeah. Come for the strippers, stay for the Salisbury steak.
Surround sound. What year is it? The surround sound? 1992. And the last thing I'm ordering at the strip club is the fried lobster.
Yeah.
Holy cow. I'm staying away from the seafood, I think.
I'm just not a fan of the idea of strip clubs serving food in that manner, like a full meal in there.
Maybe wings, maybe something if you're really hungry, but yeah, not interested.
If I were the strippers, though, I wouldn't want to work in a place where, you know, it's kind of like actors having to perform in a dinner theater. Yeah, everybody's eating, they're not paying attention. And
a lot of the common complaints about strip clubs are the strippers are standing around the bar eating pizza. So I don't know if they, order pizza and have brought in or the kitchen makes them pizza, but it's come up a lot.
And then really? Eat pizza and go dance?
Yeah.
I'd be so bloated.
Yeah.
Hey, miss any part of Share Funny? Subscribe to the podcast on all major podcast platforms. More Share Funny coming up.
Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ Family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, 2 great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt.
There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise. It's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at lostworldsbeer.com. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com.
Share Funny has its own Facebook group. To join, search Share Funny and get more. Now more Share Funny from the Ace and TJ family.
Alexis, were you choking over there a minute ago, or were you suppressing sneezes?
No, I think I was choking on my coffee.
You think?
I think that's what it was. Sometimes I just be coughing. Like, yeah. I get a tickle in my throat.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it sounded like you were in trouble, like you needed a Heimlich put on you or something.
Oh, it's because I was stretching at the same time.
It did seem a little serious there for a second.
And, Riggins, what were you saying earlier, that she eats a disgusting part of the pineapple?
Oh, no. She brought in a cut-up mango today, which I'd never had until she started bringing it in. Never had mango.
Yeah, I don't like mango. Well, I don't like mango-flavored things like seltzers and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like those.
It's good. It's sweet and juicy and all that, but if you get any of the rind or whatever they call it close to the peel, that is a gross flavor.
I love it.
But I like watermelon rind, like getting a little few bites of that. I don't mind. I like that flavor. But
you mean the inside part of it, or just taking that whole rind and taking a bite out of it?
Yeah, not the outer part, but that where it gets like light green. Uh-huh. Right after the red. I like a little bit of that, a little sour. But the peel on the mango is no bueno.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try to find you some watermelon rind preserves.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tastes like
that's some country shit right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
Spreadable?
What
do you do with it?
More or less, more kind of like, you know, you put a fork in it and kind of spread it with a fork, not necessarily reaching in with a knife, like.
That's a real thing.
Yeah.
Watermelon rind preserves. Mm-hmm. What color is it?
Green. Yeah.
And it tastes like the regular rind of the watermelon?
It's just a sweet watermelon-y flavor, just like strawberry preserves, fig preserves, something like that. You don't believe me, Alex?
No, because I'm like, what?
It's good.
Watermelon you
cook
rind
it, you do it the same way. You know, you cook it with sugar and all that, so it softens. It's not like a hard rind. But, oh, my God, it's good. But then again, I like country-ass preserves. I love fig preserves and pear preserves, all that kind of stuff.
How do they, like, get it to be soft and squishy?
They cook it. You simmer it on the stove.
And the green part and everything?
Yeah, it's only the green part.
That's nuts.
Yeah, that's why it's the watermelon rind preserves. Because watermelon the red part wouldn't stand up in a preserve.
Well, I thought maybe they just would use the white part and take the green out. That's crazy. I've never heard of that before. Now I need to try it. You got some?
No, that's what I'm saying. I haven't had it since I was a kid, since I got all cityfied.
Yeah.
You know, once I got, all moved out of the country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Watermelon is probably my favorite fruit.
I bet you my cousin Tiffany in Jonesboro, Louisiana, could send us some. She puts up preserves. That's what you call it. Put up preserves. I bet she has some.
It's a big day to do the preserves. Like.
Well, you had her spicy pickles one time, Riggins. You remember that? I brought you those spicy pickles.
Real good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cousin Tiffany.
That's my cousin.
Yeah.
Tiffany. Oh, she a hoot.
Mm. Hoot and a half.
Oh, shit.
What she is. She and her daddy's done started a barbecue catering business.
Oh, get out.
Yeah. So maybe she doesn't have time for putting up preserves anymore. But she could find me some either way.
What kind of barbecue are they doing? Like pulled pork or more like ribs and sausages and stuff?
Probably ribs and sausages and things like that. Because pulled pork wasn't a big, growing up in Louisiana, it wasn't as big. That's a southeastern thing. But we did chipped beef and brisket and stuff like that.
Chipped beef.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we still, some people still had the pulled pork barbecue. But the barbecue sandwiches more were either chipped beef and cooked in a barbecue sauce, or my mouth is watering. Sliced beef,
yeah,
with the barbecue sauce on it. Mm-hmm. Like, so you just get a big bun with thin slices of brisket or something.
Oh, I love a brisket sandwich with half fatty and half lean.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yep. Love it.
That's how I like my women.
Yeah. Half fatty, half lean, huh?
And I'm sure they do a lot of barbecue chicken, too.
Yeah.
You know, the leg quarters. And
hell yeah.
Man, so I'm starving. My uncle builds the barbecue pits, the grills and stuff, that those big ones that are on trailers and things like that.
That's yeah. dope.
If you live in Louisiana, you got to have a big-ass cooker on a trailer.
Yeah.
Or you won't survive.
You ain't gonna make it, mm-mm, bud.
You ain't gonna make it. That somebody's got to have, you know, butane burners all over it and everything for your crawfish bowls and your shrimp bowls and frying catfish and whatnot. And in the middle has to have, you know, the grilling area.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Mm, you put that barbecue sauce on there with a mop.
Yeah.
Just dip a damn old school mop in barbecue sauce. Slather it on there. Mm-hmm.
And you don't even like coleslaw. I can't eat barbecue without coleslaw.
Mm, yeah, I don't like cabbage.
Coleslaw.
Not a cabbage.
Or even
person.
The one that's has a little bit of vinegar in it. I like the vinegar with coleslaw.
Yeah, but in no way do Louisiana people would we ever put coleslaw on a barbecue sandwich.
Oh, they don't do coleslaw with the barbecue at all?
No, they do with as a side.
Yeah,
but not
yeah.
on the sandwich.
Yeah,
on the
yeah
sandwich.
As a side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never had that.
Coleslaw?
Until we moved, no, yeah, on the sandwich.
On the sandwich.
Until we moved to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
The Alabama white sauce they use for their barbecue is good, too.
Yeah.
I'm with TJ. I love coleslaw, but I don't like it on the sandwich.
Well, I mean, the reason for that is because it's stupid. It's disgusting.
That's right.
No, the first time we just moved to Alabama, we realized that that's how the locals ate their barbecue sandwiches. First of all, where we're from, if you call it a barbecue sandwich, it's got barbecue sauce on it.
Yep.
It's not just smoked meat. But in Alabama, when they handed us the bar, you want a barbecue sandwich? We're like, yeah. So they gave us one, and it was just the dry smoked meat and coleslaw on it. I'm like, ugh, threw that shit yeah. away.
So yours barbecue sandwich only had barbecued meat on it and nothing else. Just bread and the meat. That's it.
And maybe some mayonnaise.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm like, you need a little something else. Just
I don't know, but the barbecue meat? Sauce on it, you know, adds yeah. your moisture.
And you need cheese on there.
And we would have it, like I've had them with, you know, lettuce and tomato, that kind of stuff on there as well.
Oh, I want some barbecue.
I wouldn't
now.
Want all that bullshit.
I want some pulled pork and I want some brisket.
Well, they sell it on your way home. Yeah, probably about 10 it. Places.
I know.
We in North Carolina, you can get that shit.
I used to manage a barbecue restaurant. I used to eat it every day.
Mm-hmm. Managed it right in the ground.
Exactly, actually, because it did open. Close down.
Yeah, shit went out of business. Like, we got a little Tasmanian devil in here eating up all the profits. We should have never put her in charge.
The Sheriff Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Sheriff Funny material, copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Subscribe to the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show so you can listen anytime, anywhere. Get new content every weekday morning starting at 7 Eastern. Available through the Ace and TJ family app or wherever you download podcasts.
Join us live on Facebook each Tuesday night at 7 for the Ace and TJ Experience. Brought to you by Lost Worlds Brewing. With locations in Charlotte and Cornelius, find out more at LostWorldsBeer.com. That's LostWorldsBeer.com. Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at ACETJ.com/weightloss. ACETJ.com/weightloss.
It takes more than just a great room to make a great hotel. The Hyatt Centric South Park is a great hotel. Yes, spectacular rooms, two great restaurants, every type of meeting room you would ever need, and a fantastic location. Find out more at acetj.com/Hyatt. Today, every company is a technology company, but becoming a fully enabled digital workplace is not easy. That's why you have CompuCom to guide you, supporting you where you are today and igniting change for where you need to be in the future. Find out more at CompuCom.com. There are a lot of breweries in the Charlotte area, but Lost Worlds Brewing is one with a commitment to the community you won't find anywhere else. Proud partner of Peyton's Promise, it's Lost Worlds Brewing, Cornelius and Metrolina in Charlotte. Lost Worlds Brewing, online at LostWorldsBeer.com.